Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Dave Waldron. This week on AK, birch syrup. The chartreuse leaves of the birch tree are one of the first signs of spring in south central Alaska. But for a few weeks before the leaves unfurl, the trees offer a sweet treat, a watery liquid that when tapped and boils down, turns into a rich, nutty syrup. Reporter Daisha Eaton has more on how birch syrup is becoming a favorite flavor in the state's budding local food scene.
At Wild Scoop's Test Kitchen near downtown Anchorage, an ice cream machine whirs as Alyssa Brown prepares to drizzle birch syrup into chilled sweet cream.
Okay, so now the time has come to extract it. It looks sort of soft-servey. We have a container that we're going to pour it into that we've pre-chilled.
The artisanal ice cream company started in 2015, making locally inspired ice creams and sorbets. Brown says one of the most exciting parts of her job is formulating the flavors.
We have made so many flavors. We're always making new ones. We have probably about 25 in the kitchen at any given time, but hundreds in our repertoire.
Some use local products, locally baked chocolate treats, for example, to create rich concoctions with Alaska-themed names like Sitka Swirl and Turnagain Mudflats. Others are made with wild ingredients only found in the far north, like spruce tip and wild berry kombucha sorbet. Brown says those wild-crafted local ingredients are key, like late-run birch syrup, which she uses in several ice creams.
It's a really nice balance of the creaminess of the vanilla and the sharpness of the birch, which is sort of unexpected. It's not quite like maple syrup. It's not like balsamic syrup. It's not like molasses, but it's something that's totally unique and very Alaskan.
Brown says the idea for the birch syrup ice cream came early on when they were approached by a small company in Homer, Bridge Creek Birch Syrup. About 200 miles south of Anchorage, on a cool spring morning at the bottom of a hillside overlooking the town of Homer and Kachemak Bay, clear birch sap empties through a series of PVC pipes down the hillside and into a giant holding tank in the back of a pickup truck. Jake Bowden collects liquid sap from birch trees into hundreds of gallon plastic bags, then after 24 hours empties the bags into 5-gallon buckets.
There's about 650 trees up there, and yeah, it's just a bunch of tubing, and we collect into 5-gallon buckets and haul it over and dump it in a barrel, and then it all gravity feeds down into the truck tank right here.
Turning the clear, watery sap of the birch into a nutty, sweet syrup, though, is a huge process, powered by fire.
So this is basically like a giant wood stove. If we're doing this in the olden days, this would be a wood stove with a pot on top, but it's a little more complicated than that. What, can you explain how it works?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. It's just a big forced air stove that it's 2 feet wide and 6 feet long.
Back at a small building near Bowden's house, birch sap flows from the 300-gallon collection tank into a custom-made boiler inside a shop he endearingly calls the evaporatorium.
As the sap flows in, it's constantly being evaporated off at about 50 gallons an hour. So we're adding 50 gallons of new sap as it's, you know, every hour as it's evaporating. So it's constantly concentrating, and all the sugars are, you know, flowing through these different compartments, and they all get pushed forward until it reaches the front bay.
What started off as a hobby for he and his partner, Anna Meredith, has turned into a small business that takes over their lives for 2 or 3 weeks each spring.
The big thing with maple and birch that people don't realize is that it takes twice the amount of sap to make a gallon of syrup. So it's definitely a different creature. It's different sugars and so different nutrients, different minerals, because it's a different tree.
This is the late run.
That's really good. Yeah, it's hard to describe it though. It's like,
yeah, good
it's
luck.
Like a lot. It tastes like bright. It yeah. tastes, you can tell it's like the sun is coming out. It's springtime.
Yeah, the buds,
it's kind of tangy.
Yeah.
Meredith traveled to the first ever International Birch Syrup Conference held in the Adirondacks in upstate New York in 2015, where their syrup took first place in the late run category. Once it's finished off on the propane burner, the syrup is cooled and emptied into jugs and smaller bottles for food businesses like Wild Scoops in Anchorage. Alyssa Brown says the local treat is doing more than just adding flavor to their ice cream.
The birch syrup is just a small part about what we do, but I think it captures our love for this sense of place, our love for Alaska, and this growing excitement about using products that grow here. Using products and ingredients and wild ingredients that are unique to Alaska.
She says the ice cream company is expanding from their smaller test kitchen off Gamble to a storefront location downtown this summer, and at least two birch-themed flavors will be on the menu. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.